Hello and welcome to the Butterfly Soul Life Coaching School podcast. I'm your host, Gem 1 Manifestation Coach, and in today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about the little whispers. The little whispers. The little whispers that go on behind the scenes in your mind. The self-talk that is quiet and hard to notice. The inner conversation that continues on in your mind. But it's going on beneath the level of your regular conscious awareness. And so the intention of this podcast is to help you become aware of these little whispers that you may not be aware of. Because these little whispers are actually a really big part of how you're manifesting your reality. Your perception creates your reality. Observing reality creates reality. So your observation of your reality and your perception of your reality is creating your reality. It's like a feedback loop. They work together. What's going on inside, what's going on outside, and it's constantly a feedback loop. But both of these things are going on within your pure consciousness. So therefore, you have the power, you have the ability to be aware of both of these. You have the ability to be aware of this feedback loop, which means if you can be aware of this feedback loop, then you can change it. You have the power to change it. So this feedback loop is creating a reality, right? This is so cool because if you can really see this, your seat of consciousness, who you really are as pure awareness, is watching, right? You're the witness of all manifestation. You, who are you that is aware of all manifestation in your reality? How often are you even putting your attention there? This deep aspect of yourself that is always present and watching every single manifestation. It's watching every single thought you have. It's watching every movement, every emotion. So you have less power to change your reality. You have less power to deliberately create your reality when you're disconnected from this expansive you. Right? Because if you're up close to your manifestations and you literally are identifying as a person manifesting these things, instead of identifying as pure consciousness or pure awareness, whatever word you like to use, you can say source, you can say the universe, whatever word you like. Creator. If you are up close with everything that is already manifesting, all the movement in consciousness, and the movement of the unified field from your perspective, you're still overlooking this abundance, this like huge abundance. Your actual source energy, in which everything arises out of. So when you want to manifest more easily, I'm telling you, This is literally the secret. This is the actual secret. Connecting more with your infinite spacious being that you are. Connecting more there and manifesting from there. You know, you don't have to be there all the time. You're going to be a human. You're going to get caught up in the 3D world, in the physical reality, in Maya. You're going to get caught up in it. And that's fine. But when you want to manifest really deliberately, and this can only, like, you can spend 15 minutes to make a huge shift in your reality, just centering yourself as pure awareness. And then focusing on what you want to manifest from there. So, two things. Number one, first, become aware of the little whispers. You can hear the little whispers a little better from your pure awareness. And second thing, implant your new reality. Implant your desired experience. You know, you can intend to manifest knowledge, you can intend to manifest wisdom, you can intend to manifest experiences. Like, manifestation becomes less of a physical thing when you're using this way of doing it, which is from your pure consciousness. So, removing all identity. You're wiped clean. You're a clean slate. You can, from here, manifest more experiential things. Manifest more energetic things. How do you want to feel on a daily basis? How do you want your day to go? What kind of contrast do you want to feel? You know, like, for example, for me, I like to experience fast-moving energy and excitement. And then I also love to experience the complete opposite of that, which is very slow, present movements in consciousness, but savoring each little thing. So, if you think about it, those two are completely opposite. But yet, I like to have moments in my day where I have both. You know, so think in terms of manifesting not only physical realities, but what energetic realities do you want to manifest? What states of consciousness do you want to be in? What states of consciousness do you want to meet others in, right? Because you can create that too. You can intend that people with a certain kind of energy, that they're in a certain kind of positive energy or presence or acceptance. You can get really creative with how you create your reality, and the possibilities are endless. You know, one of the things that really steals our magic as deliberate creators is thinking that we're all having this shared experience in life. And this is a habitual thing in my experience that keeps coming up. And then I'll feel it come up when I'm in conversation with other human beings. And it's like this persistent desire to, like, assume that we're all having the same life experience in some way. And, like, this, in my opinion, really steals our magic. Because the minute you think that, like, your experience is shared with someone else, you, like, dilute your own unique energy. You, like, dilute your own individuation. And there are aspects of our reality that are shared, But no one is exactly seeing reality from your perspective, and no one ever will. So like walking around on the planet with that kind of like self-dignity and self-awareness, it keeps your magic intact. But if every day you're making this assumption that like you're the same as everyone else and you're all trying to just get by, or you're all trying to do life, you're all trying to get things done. Like, I know the 3D is a persistent illusion that we are all one, and we are all one. In consciousness, we are all one in a lot of ways, but the specific magic of knowing that you are your own cut of the diamond, you are your own perspective of reality, and no one and nothing can take that away from you, because it's only yours and no one can ever have it. You can do your best to explain your experience with them, and you can share your experience with them, but still they're only hearing you through their own layers of their own perception. And that changes all the time. It changes on a moment-to-moment basis. Like, the present moment interaction with people is infinite. You can experience infinite realities in every moment. You know, and it's never the same. Every single day, if you think about it, every single day is always different. And you don't even know, like, how tomorrow is going to go, right? Like, we have these ideas of what we're going to do, and we have these plans. But if you look deeper, has your day ever gone exactly how you thought it was going to go? It's like impossible. You know, that's crazy. If you really look deeper, you'll see it's never happening how you think it's going to happen. But it's important to, you know, have the right inner talk. It's important to get these little whispers under control that are in alignment with your desired realities. It's important to expand your consciousness of your self-talk to make sure that the bulk of it is aligned to your desired realities and just conscious. It's just, you're aware of what you're doing. When you're aware of your inner world, you're aware of your self-talk. Being aware in itself is a freedom. Is a feeling of freedom. It brings you this feeling of freedom, which automatically puts you in this state of consciousness where you're more likely to attract your desires. You know, understanding yourself, understanding how your mind is working, is a huge component to how you're actually creating reality. Your understanding of reality, your understanding of yourself, and your understanding of how things actually manifest for you. Because everyone will manifest based on what they actually believe. So, you know, learning from any outside source is always your own manifestation. And important to remember to stay in that awareness that you're the one choosing to receive information through this channel. And how you perceive that information and what you do with that information is always 100% under your control. No one outside of you has the actual authority. Okay, so I talked about how assuming that we're all having this shared reality is like the magic stealer. And that's just so important to really catch yourself when you start assuming that you're having a shared experience. I mean, I'm telling you, you can even be face to face with someone in the same room, doing the same thing, eating the same meal, but still, the experiences are completely different. So that's why it's really important to focus on living from the inside out, because your whole world, all the people in your world, everything, it's only echoing your self-talk. It's only echoing your inner conversations and the little whispers that go on behind the scenes. So if you really want to take the reins of your life experience, there's got to be a consistent daily practice of checking in with what you're actually doing internally and making the connection, you know. And this as well is freaking infinite. Like, the amount of awareness you can have and the amount of connection you can make to, like, oh yeah, I was in that state of consciousness, therefore I manifested this in my reality. Like, this is an ongoing process. And you want to, as much as possible, obviously stay present. Like, the point isn't to just, like, go overboard and analyze your whole reality all the time. But there is value in analyzing things when it's actually in alignment for you to do so. But coming back into just that meditative space where you are pure consciousness, where you are pure awareness, and manifesting from that energy is the most powerful way to manifest, because you have all the control there. You have all your power there. You have all your focus, all your attention on you, right? When you're not working, when you're not talking to other people, helping other people, your clients, whatever you may do, when your full attention is on your consciousness and your own connection from your inner to outer world and how it's all manifesting, that is like your omnipresence. That's your equanimity. And you have all the power to create from this place. So to end this podcast, let's just reiterate, you know, what you want to do moving forward. You're intending to become more aware of the little whispers, becoming more aware of the little whispers, and you can intend to remind yourself of this in the morning and at night before you go to bed. Remind yourself to be aware of these little whispers. Allow them to come into your conscious awareness. So you just intend that these little whispers will become more conscious for you. And then intending to be able to see the connection between your thoughts and your reality so that you can be a more skilled manifester, more skilled deliberate creator, and we can intend that connecting with pure consciousness, Connecting with source energy is easy and natural and normal. That you always remember to manifest from this expansive you. And then the last thing to remember, to catch yourself. Now, I don't know if you do this. I don't know if everyone listening to this podcast does this, but in my experience with the clients that I speak to, just about all of them are making this assumption that everyone is living the same shared experience. And this assumption just sucks the magic right out of us. It makes us feel like reality is already solid and like already done. And like that's good for the things we want. But when we feel like, oh, reality is already manifested and I'm just like going along with what's already been manifested by other people, that just takes the magic out of your life experience right there. Just that one assumption. You know, and this can be a little whisper. This one assumption could be one of your little whispers that's just like, when you pluck it out, get the tweezers, pluck it out. This one freaking assumption, when you take that one out, your whole life can change. And you keep reminding yourself to take it out too, because it can be persistent in my experience. We can forget because it's just been a habit. So feel the freedom to truly create your moment-to-moment life experience in your own unique, magical way. Because no one else is actually inside your mind seeing the world through your lens. No one. But you'll see, if you make the assumption that everyone is seeing through your lens and they see the same thing as you, you're gonna feel this like dulling of your magic. This has been Jamal, Manifestation Coach. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like to get support in your manifestational journey, go ahead and visit my website, thebutterflysoullifecoaching.com, and I would love to support you in deeply looking at how you are creating your reality and making changes on this root level of your consciousness. Namaste.